Sometimes you got to feign yourself a fool. Sometimes you can't let people know that you know what you know. Sometimes you can't act like you're as smart as you are. Sometimes you got to act like you don't get it. Sometimes you see that's where you've been messing up. Every time you know something, you got to say something. But sometimes you got to know something and hold your peace.
Nastywork.com. All right, it's NASTYWURK.
But they're a lot. Calm down. Nobody stole your kids.
That's like money said, all right, look, you don't want to battle me. Battle one, somebody on my league.
Then the king commanded Ebed-Melech.
The reality is that American partnership market value,
let's go,
is depreciating with every passing year.
But artists, this is a good way to get your music popping right now and get something going for yourself.
All right.
I'm going to turn the mic down a little bit.
All right. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, what's going down? I'm out here. We out here.
Get a little fade up.
We out here. Yeah. We out here. Nonstop Working Podcast, anchor.fm/215. We out here, man. How y'all feeling? I'm feeling good. We got a lot of work done, man. Hopefully, you guys are feeling good. Shout out to everybody who's been visiting our websites. The network has been growing. www.daus.me. All right, we've done partnered with a few sites. All right, so y'all know we got baronherdpaintings.com. You guys can visit. Also, chesttrunk.com. You guys can visit. You guys know we got nastywork.com for the American battle rap. You guys can visit there as well. And we've partnered with a few more. We've gotten agreement going here with bellsportsclub.com. All right, that's a really cool site there that's showcasing women's athletics. So check that out. That's bellsportsclub.com, B-E-L-L, sportsclub.com, where you guys can see what's going on there. We've been having an excellent time covering the March Madness action. I'm very impressed with women's basketball, so I've been having a good time keeping up with the players there and the scores and the statistics and all those kind of things. I even got a chance to catch a few of the games live myself. You know, I was able to appear at a few games and see the action in person and meet a few of the players and athletes and so on, the coaches. So it's been fun. I'm going to be having a great time continuing to cover the women's athletics. And I want to say shout out to Any Hoop for joining us as well. Shout out to Any Hoop. You guys should go like, subscribe, and share to Any Hoop Podcast on Facebook. On YouTube. Like, subscribe, and share on YouTube. I believe it's Any Hoop Podcast on Facebook as well. And on Instagram as well. But definitely on YouTube, go like, subscribe, and share. Check out the different episodes and segments that they have there. And also look forward to hearing from Any Hoop at bellsportsclub.com. Yeah, but go head on over there to bellsportsclub.com if you're interested in seeing some of the highlights from the Elite Eight that just wrapped up. All right, we're now in the Final Four. We're going to be seeing the Final Four wind down this Friday. And then we'll have the final matches coming up shortly after that. So we're excited. I'm excited. Hopefully you guys are as well. All right, we've got another site. Let me make sure. Let me go over here and make sure I didn't skip over any. That's bellsportsclub.com. And then we want you to check out... Commentary Now. Okay, commentarynow.com is a site focused on commentary-based content, you know, like documentary-type stuff as well. So go check that out, okay? Commentarynow.com. If you head over there now, you can find things like what we got here. Let me see. Yeah, so there's a video with Dawn Staley that was produced by The Pivot Podcast. All right, so the guys over there at The Pivot Podcast, they're talking with Dawn Staley. Forgive me. They're talking with Dawn Staley. Forgive me, guys. The name, I'm tripping. I was just reading two things at the same time. That's all. I'm sorry. So, yeah, they're sitting down with Dawn Staley over at The Pivot Podcast. You can catch a bit of the segment here at commentarynow.com. But you can also, from commentarynow.com, go over to YouTube and follow The Pivot. All right, The Pivot Podcast. They did a wonderful job in the interview. I'm sure you would find it enjoyable. She talks about some really personal kind of stuff. Not like personal, like, oh my gosh, inside dirt, or what you might call personal, but she speaks about just her childhood and things that she learned growing up where she did, and a bit of what her thought process was like going to Virginia to play ball and things. So very cool and entertaining segment. Okay, you can see your man Stephen A. Smith. I know everybody likes him. He's been trending. He has a segment here where he's talking about a few different things, as well as the Diddy allegations. So you can check that out. And there's also a really cool segment, a well-produced a documentary, The Black Mamba. All right, it's talking about Kobe Bryant and his career and things like that. That's a really cool one, a very well produced. So check that out as well. And again, so it's going to be more content like this over at this site here, commentarynow.com. All right, it's going to be cool stuff like that. So make sure when you're looking for something entertaining to watch or something like that, make sure you stop by commentarynow.com and see what they've got going on. It's going to be updated regularly, so it'll always be something fresh up there for you to check out. And yeah, so what we got going on. So the site's been growing and we're excited. Now I'm going to keep it somewhat short, but I wanted to talk to you guys about some basketball if I can, man. All right, because the stuff has been really exciting. Okay. So I've been tracking, this has been my first time tracking this much basketball ever. Okay. And I'm honored to be focused on women's basketball, in my opinion. Okay. I feel like the guys get so much attention that I should go and focus on the women's sport. Guys, these young ladies have been playing really impressive basketball. They've been playing really hard, and you can see their development from game to game. It's quite amazing. Okay, I don't know if I have a favorite team yet. Of course, like most of us from Philadelphia, we're rooting for Dawn Staley, right? Most of us, right? Because that's like big sis. But I would like to have a favorite team. So I'm looking at that. I'm considering that. I also would like to have a list of favorite players. So I'm developing that, and I'm considering that as well. But shout out to all the ladies who made this March Madness tournament exciting. It's been really cool. Okay. Now, South Carolina is on their way to the finals, is looking like. It's not the right out any of the other competition, but you know, South Carolina versus North Carolina. We're all putting our money on South Carolina to take it. Okay, easy sweep. They've already had a pretty just clean and solid record so far. No one's been able to hang with their stuff, and you wouldn't bet against them. You would put your money on South Carolina to win. Now the real talk is Caitlin Clark versus UConn. Okay. Now Iowa just won a really big game versus LSU. To be honest, I had my feelings that Iowa would beat LSU. Alright. Now I was saying that the only way that they would be able to beat LSU, the only way LSU would be able to beat or stop Iowa is if they shut down Caitlin Clark. So that they would have to shut down Caitlin Clark's shooting game. Okay, because she's a excellent shooter, and she proved that in the game versus LSU. Now, she might have proven it before for everyone in some other games. But for me, this game with LSU really said, hey, I'm a legitimate shooter. I'm a real contributor to the team, a real significant factor to it. And her game just stamped that in. It just really drove that home. All right, but they couldn't suppress her shooting game. And I said they would also have to suppress her passing game. She's an excellent passer. In my opinion, I like to see her pass better than I like to see her shoot. She makes some really great passes, bounce passes. She puts people in really decent positions with the ball. She puts the ball in really excellent positions for people to get it. In some ways, she almost dictates to the player what shots to take, it seems like, with the type of pass she delivers. You know, they receive the pass and it's almost like, oh yeah, I could lay it up right here, huh? You know, so she's reading the court in ways that I think some people might underestimate. And if you don't stop her from doing that, she can put a lot of people in position to score those easy baskets and make those decent mid-range shots. And she does. So you have to stop her in those two ways. And LSU, they were able to do that for a little bit in the beginning of the game. However, they fell out of that rhythm. All right, when they were able to get into that groove, they kept Caitlin off balance. You know, she couldn't really get in the pocket. But she found her groove, just stepping back and being confident, shooting some long-range shots, and she was successful. And as she continued to complete those shots, LSU's momentum began to slow down because they lost sight of what to do, it seemed like, what to do to stop Caitlyn. And then she was able to, again, attack with the passing and so forth and so forth. So, job well done there. But the question now is, will UConn be able to knock Iowa out of the competition? And quite frankly, I don't think that's really likely. I don't think that's likely at all. If we would have saw UConn up against LSU, we would have favored LSU for the win. We would have all said Angel Reese is going to dominate. You know? And that's what we would have thought. Now, if Iowa just destroyed LSU, which we can say they did, right? They did. Then UConn doesn't stand a chance. Not really. Okay. I could see UConn losing by 20 points to Iowa. Mm-hmm. So I'm expecting to see South Carolina and Iowa in the finals. I'm expecting that to be the big headlines. Yeah, that's going to be the big headlines. Who will it be? What players will it be? So it'll be Caitlin Clark and what, the young lady, I think it's Cordoza. Is that who we got here? Hang tight. You know, is that who they're gonna be pushing for, Cordoza? I think so, right? Waiting for something to load here. Shout out to Oregon State, by the way. As I understand, they improved a great deal. Cordoza, yeah. So they're going to be talking about her, right? South Carolina's going to be looking to hit Cordoza down in the paint all day for the easy two ball, right? And they're also going to be looking to drop some three balls with the young lady Pow Pow, right? Because South Carolina can do that. They got all that. They got all that covered. They got some defense. They got some shooters. They can get busy in the paint. They can pass. You understand what I'm saying? So, Caitlin Clark is going to be, she's going to be something to deal with. However, I'm just thinking that Dawn Staley is going to be well prepared, and that her team is going to be really ready to do the necessary work to contain Caitlin, however possible, however they plan, is what I'm thinking. So I don't know what strategy Iowa would employ to dominate South Carolina. I can't put one of those together. They're going to have to, you know, they can't go into the game and say, you know, Caitlin's going to carry us. No, their team is really going to have to present a cohesive front all around, all hands on deck. Yeah, it's gonna be a tough game. But I definitely have South Carolina and Iowa in the finals. Headlines. Dawn Staley, Lisa. Cordoso and Caitlin Clark. And also, they're gonna squeeze Pow Pow in there too, probably as the shooter, if I'm not mistaken. But like I said, yo, South Carolina really has a lot of good young ladies playing. So it's going, you know, go check it out. Go check them out. You can check them out at bellsportsclub.com. Okay. You can see just different games there, man. Different games, different articles over there. And shout out to LSU. They did a wonderful job. However, they have a lot of internal things to deal with that may have been disrupting the young ladies' ability to truly focus on the game. There's a lot surrounding them, especially just with like the media hype and attention. Hopefully they're able to work that out and come back into the game with a fresh perspective and focus, because I would like to see their team competing with that focus, man. They got some strong young ladies there. And I like Angel Reese. She also gets on my nerves, if y'all know what that kind of thing is. Now, I don't really care for the lashes and all of that, but that doesn't matter. She's a wonderful athlete. I would like to see her have the opportunity to just run ball with as much focus as possible on really running ball. Yeah, so hopefully she'll have that soon. Hopefully she'll have that space and comfort to just really focus on her game and where she could go as an athlete, because, yo, she's really wonderful to see play too. You know what I'm saying? I like seeing her attack the basket. I like seeing her competitiveness. You know what I mean? It's cool. And I also feel that if these young ladies, this generation of young ladies, enter the WNBA, I think the WNBA could be really exciting. I think just by looking at, you know, the college basketball and the WNBA, I think what's happened a bit with the WNBA is that it's been maybe managed in not such the best direction. I think it's been utilized as a political tool. You know what I mean? That people have tried to mechanize it in that way, and I think that's caused it to struggle a bit. It's caused the organization to not really be so about basketball and more about other things. And I think that's maybe impacted the players. I think if these younger girls here can come into the WNBA and be allowed to really just focus on basketball and playing, and if the management just gets around them and supports bringing attention to them playing, I think they would have much success. If they can do that without implementing all of the political things, you know what I mean? If they could do it without getting in the way in that way, I think the WNBA could really pop. Because these players here are full of energy. They're coming in with ball handling skills and shooting abilities that I think some of the players who are in the WNBA may not have, or may not have much time to demonstrate anymore. These youngsters, these young players here, they have a different attitude about playing. Hopefully I made sense. I think if I say anything, I don't want to sound like I'm saying anything mean. I wouldn't want anybody to, you know, because, you know, why is it so exciting seeing these young players play right here? Why is it so exciting seeing the March Madness games? You know, and when I'm thinking about that, I'm like, well, it's because, you know, they're really just focused on playing basketball. They're really focused on winning a basketball game. And the WNBA is, well, we don't get paid enough. And, you know what I'm saying? There's all these other issues surrounding the WNBA that is like, look, man, if you can just really get it about basketball and promote it, I think it'll really do what it's supposed to do. So let me know what you guys think about this. All right. I'm excited. Just wanted to let you guys know that we've got these new things going on. Go check out the websites. All right. DAUS.ME. All right. Bell Sports Club. .com, spell sportsclub.com. That's BELLE sportsclub.com. All right, go check out chesttrunk.com. Mm-hmm. Commentarynow.com. Nastywork.com. Yeah, man. Yeah, all of them joints. So look at me, man. All right, it's going to be going down, man. Good stuff. We appreciate you guys. Oh, and the traffic is great. The traffic is up. We appreciate you guys. We appreciate you guys. Nastywork.com. All right, it's NASTYWURK.
But they're alive. Calm down. Nobody stole your kids.
That's like money saying, all right, look, you don't want to battle me. Battle one somebody on my league.
Then the king commanded Ebed-Melech.
The reality is that American partnership market value.
Let's go!
Is depreciating with every passing year.
But artists, this is a good way to get your music popping right now and get something going for yourself. Alright people, it's time to make it pop and make it steam. We've been killing it over at anchor.fm/215. However, I want to give you more. That's more content, more music, more info, and more access. I'm looking to connect with all of you because, well, if it wasn't for you, this show wouldn't be so dope. So let's continue to build. Join me over at patreon.com/nonstopworking.